Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, Paddy Andrews is a seven-time All-Ireland football winner with Dublin, but Paddy is also known as a strategist within the corporate environment as he holds the role of Director of Private Clients with Metis Ireland. Metis Ireland is planning to grow its business by 100% over the next 2 years, and Paddy joins us now to outline this ambitious growth plan. Paddy, I'd like to start by looking at your sporting success. Not many people can say that they are a seven-time All-Ireland football winner, but of the many special days that you had in the Dublin jersey, what do you remember most fondly?
Carl, nice to chat to you. Thanks for having me. This is my fourth summer out of the team, so it's funny when you're in it, and we had an incredible time. A bit bumpier at the start, we had a couple of bad defeats, but towards the end of my career under Jim Gavin and Desi Farrell, we were obviously very successful, and you don't really stop and think about things when you're in the middle of it. It's pretty relentless, just focusing on the next game and the next game and the next game, and the competition within our own squad, the competition we're facing from the likes of Kerry and Mayo and Tyrone and these teams as well. You didn't have time to kind of sit back and enjoy it, I suppose, or take stock of where you're at. So the last couple of years have been nice to, once you hang up the boots, to look back. And pride, I suppose, is the biggest thing. It was an incredible team to be a part of. And you look on now in Croke Park and you watch the teams, they're still obviously very competitive and successful last season. You do miss it, but it was just very proud to have done it for 13 years. You know, it was an amazing experience.
Tell me, as a keen strategist, both on and off the field, what's your approach to strategy?
I was always interested in management and leadership and effective leadership and strategy. And like I said, experienced in a sporting context and in work, you know, in my career professionally at Davy and then at Metis. But I wanted to kind of learn the academics behind it as well. So I enrolled in an MBA September 2021. I absolutely loved the experience, Carl, and learning the kind of theories and the academics behind leadership and leadership styles and business strategy and things like that. And it was funny where I was at in my career at Metis. At the time, we'd completed an MBO and I'd moved into a kind of leadership and management position at Metis. So it was great to have in the evenings to be studying about these theories and be able to put them into practice with our own team as well. So it's just a very interesting thing. I think everyone has some sort of interest in it, or definitely some sort of experience from management, either good or bad. And I always found it fascinating, and I was able to get the sporting side and then the academic side over the last couple of years.
And how did completing the executive MBA change your approach to strategy implementation?
The biggest thing I think it brings, and I think a lot of people say the MBA is quite varied in the modules, basically any sort of executive leadership around running businesses, SMEs or multinationals, whatever it might be. Just the understanding, like, organizational psychology, behavior, managing people. I always found that my own personality is pretty laid back. I suppose it's up to other people to say that, how laid back it would be. But I would feel like that. But understanding everyone is different in your team, whether you're managing 5 people or 500 people. It's how do you connect with your team, the people you're working with, the people who are reporting to you, who you're reporting to. So the nuances around that, I found that fascinating. Because, like I say, again, my own experience in sport and in business with different managers, people respond to different types of leadership, and being able to maybe adapt and have that connection with people is a massive thing. I found that, I think it's one of the key things of managing any situation, that kind of connection you create with people. So the MBA did kind of delved into that, the psychology side of things, which was maybe a little bit above my head at the time, but some valuable lessons to take out of it, you know.
So talk to us now about Metis Ireland and the services that it provides to clients.
Yes, so Metis Ireland is financial planning and wealth management business. It's our 10th year in operation, so it was founded in 2014. I'm just there over 4.5 years now. I head up our Dublin operation of Metis. What we do is around bespoke financial planning for our clients and our families. It's obviously a very competitive space. People may have, and when people come to us for the first time, I suppose they might have a preconceived idea of what they're going to get or what they might expect. And most of the time, not in all cases, but most of the time people come to us and the first questions they ask, they're putting the cart before the horse. They think we're going to talk to them about the stock market, or what should I invest in, or what are you guys going to do here? And very simply, we say, we can't do any of that stuff. Our plan, or your plan, the family's plan, comes first. And we were pretty thorough around building bespoke financial plans for the families we look after. And then ultimately at the end of that process, in most cases, there is some sort of products that may need to be implemented, whether it's around pensions or trusts for the children or investments. But it's very much the plan and aligning the family's assets, whatever it might be, their income, their expenditure, their businesses, in most cases, and identifying, well, what are you looking to do? What do you want to do with this money? What is the money for? And you can see a pause from people sitting across the table. It's not what we expected to have a chat about, but it is very personal.
And Paddy, I often think that small to medium-sized business owners, they put all of their thought and planning into the business and not so much their own personal wealth.
We deal with a lot of business owners, Carl. It is a very, very common challenge we see with people. They're so busy running a business and probably looking after everyone around them, their staff, family members, before actually looking at themselves and taking time to do that. The biggest challenge we see, one of the most common things when we ask business owners to come into us for the first time is, you know, what do you want to do, or how can we help you? And we say, I don't have time to manage this stuff. I'm too busy dealing and growing my own business that I need someone that I can trust that can implement what I, you know, a good financial plan for me that's going to set me up for whenever I step away from this business or down the road. And that's, we'd always use the phrase that you're the experts in your field, we're the experts in ours. Let us look after the planning and the tax planning and the estate planning and pensions and all that side of things as well. But you're right, it's not just SMEs, but I think particularly SMEs, you tend to wear so many hats that you don't have time to look after yourself, mainly.
And how would you describe the company's client profile?
I'd say we've about just over 1,500 clients now over the course of the last 10 years, varying in size, obviously, but some of our larger clients to newer, more maybe junior clients. I'd say it's probably heavily weighted, probably 75-25 in terms of 75% business owners, the 25% are kind of senior partners or executives would be the base. So we're pretty well versed in dealing with kind of family businesses, which is, so helps with us are an SME. You know, Carl Widger, who's our MD, founded the company, and like I said, there's six of us who own Menace Ireland. I'm a part owner now. We completed an MBO back in 2022, so we're all essentially business owners ourselves, so we know the challenges people face. That's where the bespoke nature of what we do really comes in, Carlin.
So, Paddy, as you mentioned, back in 2022, the staff and board of Metis Ireland completed a buyout of the 50% shareholder, Davy. So how has the buyout changed the dynamic within the business?
It's given great clarity in terms of what we want to do and energy, I suppose, to the team as well, Carl. There was a deal to be done, I suppose. There was an opportunity for us. We believe in the business and what we do for our clients. So we put our own money into it. So that adds, I suppose, a pressure and responsibility to the day-to-day operations. But it's what we're passionate about, what we do, and we've passionate plans, I suppose, to bring this service to as many people as we can. It's been a brilliant 18 months or so that the company's had, which is great.
So you've taken on a new role in the company since then as the Director of Private Clients. So what are your key goals for this role?
So the role as Director of Private Clients, I suppose, there's a bigger team underneath it. Like there's six of us in the office. We have another person joining at the end of May, and the plans are to continue with that. So it's kind of two-pronged, I suppose. Managing our own team and making sure that we're operating as efficiently as we can, but also bringing our proposition, bringing our bespoke financial planning to as many people around Dublin and around Leinster as possible. So that's hard because it's so competitive, but like I say, we've done reasonably well. We've done okay so far, but we're only getting started, you know. So it's a bit of responsibility with it, but that's the exciting part.
What does your growth strategy look like in that respect?
Yeah, it's ambitious. I suppose all the guns are pointed towards the Dublin operation of Metis. So we're planned to bring in kind of between 5 and 10 new staff over the next 2 years that will mainly be in Dublin, between our kind of client service team right up to our private client managers, whose role is going to go out and develop new relationships with new clients. At the minute, our 10 years in business, we manage just under 400 million euro in assets. That's all organic. We haven't acquired any businesses or anything like that. So that's a pretty good growth rate, and our plans are to continue with that. We have explored the option of maybe we'll be interested in acquiring smaller books of businesses to kind of grow that AUM a little bit quicker. Probably not something we're going to push ahead with for now. We're very much focused on organic growth and bringing our our proposition to newer clients. So, like I say, it's a very competitive space, but we feel we have the team to do it, but we want to do it more and more. So that ultimately brings the challenge of bringing in new people onto our team. So it's ambitious. We're an ambitious SME. So the benefit of being an ambitious SME is that you're flexible, you're agile. But like I say, over the last couple of years, we've achieved big things. So we have a confidence in what we do. Not going to be easy, but we feel we can go and do it.
We have seen huge amounts of consolidation in the general insurance space in Ireland over the past number of years.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any chance that we're going to see something likewise happening in the wealth management and pensions and financial services brokerage?
I would imagine so, yes. I think we've seen bits of it, definitely on the general insurance side. It's been far more prevalent, but I do. And I think the reality is the challenges SMEs or newer advisors face when it comes to financial services and wealth management is costs, the massive burden, I suppose, of
regulation
and compliance, which is great. It needs to happen and has needed to happen, but that has brought a burden on in terms of cost and time and expertise, I suppose, for smaller advisors or institutions. The beauty, I suppose, of what we have at Metis, we have a head of compliance, Sinead Clinton, a brilliant lady. She's been involved with Metis since the very beginning. Her designated role is as head of compliance. She's a master's in compliance experience in that field. And you might have looked maybe 5 or 6 years ago for Metis at the size they were back then. You know, do we need a full-time head of compliance? But it's worked back then. It's definitely valued by our clients now, and it will absolutely stand to us in the future. But the challenge for maybe newer advisors or smaller firms with maybe 2 or 3 staff, and there's lots of those people doing really good work, is the cost and the burden of that. They probably won't have an option but to merge with someone else or consolidate with, like say, larger entities. I do think you can already see parts of this happening in the industry, but I think that is going to continue, absolutely.
Well, Paddy, it's an exciting time for the business, no doubt about that. Now, finally, before you go, I'm going to have to tackle you on this one. We're just at the start of the 2024 Championship. Are you predicting that the boys in blue will be lifting the San Maguire again this year?
You cast a tough question to the end, Carl. I'm looking forward to it. This new structure is, I know the players love it because they're playing week on week on week, which is great. So you're not flogged and training for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. So the games are ticking fast. It's very early days, obviously. The Hurling Championship's probably a bit better, isn't it? In the early days, obviously, the Munster Championship kicks off. It's more competitive. The Football Championship usually takes a little bit longer to get going. I'm meant to be impartial. I do a bit of analysis now in my spare time, a bit of punditry, and I'm meant to be impartial, but I can't be, Carl. I'm going to go all in on the Dubs. I think the Dubs are going to retain it again.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Paddy Andrews, Director of Private Clients with Metis Ireland, and I'd like to thank Paddy for discussing the company's growth plans with us this morning.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.